This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech. Oh my, now I'm here at
last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Hey, looky here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
So maybe today I'll remember to have your microphone on so people can hear you all the way. But you know what? It's kind of sad. We didn't get any complaints.
Well, maybe it's because I just talk loud enough.
Yeah, they could hear. They had to open their window in their living room so they could hear you talk.
They're probably like, oh, this sounds really good today.
Yeah, and this is fantastic.
She's kind of quiet. That's kind of nice. I like that. Oh, my God. Thank you to Centris Federal Credit Union. They are our partners, and they're for you if you're thinking about doing some kind of a, oh, I don't know, maybe that's something you want to do for the holiday season. I know we're way out, but not that far, guys. It's already almost May. So what, 7 months? 8 months? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Holy crap. If you want to do something for a vacation over the winter or something for the holidays, they have what's called a club account at Centris Federal Credit Union, and it really makes saving a lot easier. The big thing is, number one, it's tucked away so you can't get to it. And you choose, though, the amount of time, up to 12 months, that you want the funds to be safe from you. And then you can contribute what you'd like. And knowing that it's secure from that unintentional spending that can happen, we're like, oh, hell, I'll just take a little bit out. That's, we won't even notice. But then it's there when you need it later for the event or the thing that you planned. So you can find out all the details about the Centris Club account on their website. Stop by and see them. 15 local branches, federally insured, and CUA.
CentrisFCU.org. And then call them if you want, 402-334-7000.
So we're sitting here, and as we record, it's kind of raining because it's during that. And if it's much later, you'll recall the storm season of Omaha coming out of the tornado weekend. And now today we're keeping our fingers crossed that they just kind of a little rain. Okay. That's still just adding insult to injury for so many people that are trying to clean up right now and trying to get their stuff together and find their belongings. And I feel terrible that this happens, right? It's like 3 days later and here it is. But anyway, we were kind of looking through some of the stories that are going on, and things are really, it's really thin, but we're going to try and find some stuff that's fun. That might be a little more lighthearted. The first thing I saw this morning was, the internet's not mad at Barbara Streisand, but Barbara Streisand is really pulling some boomer moments of late. And the headline on page 6 is Barbara Streisand bluntly asks newly slimmed down Melissa McCarthy, and she looks great, by the way, not awkwardly slimmed down. She looks really good. Asked her about her Ozempic use in a boomer Instagram comment. She commented,
oh my God,
on a picture that Melissa McCarthy posted, and she looks great in the picture. And she just looks, yeah, she's lost some weight. You know, it's like, it's not like drastic. It's not like the first time we saw Adele after she lost all that weight, you know, and everybody went, whoa. Or who was the other one? Kelly Osbourne.
Yeah.
Remember when that, it was like, whoa, I don't, yeah, like, where'd she go?
Yeah.
It's not like that at all. I mean, she looks really good. But in the comments, Barbara Streisand decides to ask her if she used Ozempic.
I mean,
okay, Aunt Babs.
Seriously. I mean, first of all, like how that would never, why you, first of all, I'll probably assume that she did, and who cares if she did and who cares if she didn't, like what, she just looks great.
Whatever she did, it doesn't matter. She could have just said, you look fantastic.
Right. And it's okay to go completely keto and lose all the weight. That's awesome. But if you use Ozempic, you're bad. That's awful.
And why would you, but that's her mindset. It's like, but we all know that person. We all have that person in our family, right? That asks the inappropriate question in front of everybody. Like, are you kidding?
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, what? Yeah. Don't let Roger have a drink because he will say the stuff that is in his head and the evil thoughts will win.
Exactly. Exactly. So anyway, so there was that first thing this morning. So we'll get that put away. What was the other one we had in here? There's a couple others. Oh, this one made me laugh. The new most dreaded work at or word at work. I always like these kind of things because that's where you get like the list that we had of sayings that people use to wrap it up, circle the wagon, zip it up. You know, all those things that people use instead of just saying what they mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, my new favorite one, I saw a video yesterday and it said it was a cat, you know, but it had the text on it and it was like me waiting till the very end of our Zoom meeting to say, thanks y'all. Like I paid attention to one word that was said in the whole meeting.
Great to see you. Bye guys.
Bye guys. Have a good one. Thanks.
So this one in particularly addressed the use of things like Teams, I think Slack, Teams, you know, all those inner office communication platforms. You can instantly, I don't know, you can't instant message any faster than a text, but it's all in one place. So you can talk to people. Okay, great. And I do know people that are guilty of doing this, but they just send you one. It just says, hey. And then you're like,
yes. Okay.
What do you want? That apparently this is a phenomenon though. We have a few people that do that. Not all, but they just put that and then they don't put anything else. So basically it's just like kind of a, they call it hay hanging.
Hay hanging. Okay.
And another way is just a hi. Hi there. Hi. Yeah. Hey. Oh, and then nothing after. So Teams, Google Chat, whatever the case may be. So they asked some professionals about this. They said the word can actually engage a fight or flight response because the brain wants to know what is going on for survival. What is coming next? Because basically they've told you some shit's coming down, but I'm not going to tell you if it's good or bad yet. Mm-hmm. Instead of just saying, hey, .. or hey, wanted to ask you a quick question, asking the question right then.
Yeah.
For some reason, that seems to be a thing for some people just to see if you're around and available before they send you the question so they know they can get an answer right now. And it's not just sitting there waiting for you to see it.
Okay. I understand the philosophy behind that because I've had that because sometimes you have multiple questions and you don't want to ask them all in one message, but you can't ask the follow-up until you get an answer to the initial or you don't want it to get lost in the chain.
Yeah. So you want to get their attention first. So probably a better way to do it is just to ask some innocuous question first. Or just one question and see if they reply. And then if not, then you can hold off. But apparently that's a thing now. So
is it rude in an email or a Teams message or whatever? Say, hey, I have a few questions for you. I'm going to number them. To keep me organized or whatever, I'm going to number them, but really I'm numbering them. So you answer every freaking question because it's so frustrating when you ask multiple questions in an email or something and you get two responses and the third thing or whatever, it's like, okay, you just skipped right over that part. I need an answer to all of them.
I've gotten to the point, you know, how they talk about the no F's to give point where you just basically anymore, it's just like, you know what? I'm tired. I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of playing the game. And they send that back. Then I'll go back. Okay. Yeah. And what about number three?
Right? Come on.
Maybe you missed that one. A, B, D, R. There's a bunch in there that you missed. I just want to make sure that you got the rest of them. But you're right, though, because I think that's fair. I don't think it's rude to tell them you're going to number things. I think it is a little passive aggressive, but it's also that's what they deserve because they skip shit. And I do understand the hay hanging, which I didn't know was a thing. But I'm validated because there are some people that throw those out there every once in a while and then you just sit there waiting. It's kind of like calling somebody and then just saying hi or hello.
Yeah.
What did you just put me on hold?
Uh-huh.
Where'd you go?
I mean, if you're in person and you walk by somebody in the hallway, you're like, hey, what's up? That's cool. Just you're saying hi. But in text or Teams or whatever, just to say, hey, what's up? It's like, well, okay, well, why are you asking me that? Everybody just gets either so paranoid or you want answers right now. Like, what do you see? What do you know?
So, yeah. So anyway, so just so you know, people are noticing. I don't know if it happens to anybody else. It doesn't happen all the time. It doesn't happen enough that I had a name for it, but now I know there is a name for it.
Yeah. I don't I don't know if I have anybody that hey hangs me or has. If they have, I haven't paid attention or I haven't noticed.
Well, just beware. Don't hey hang anybody.
So normally I'm just so like right on. I see the bubbles and they're like, hey, and I go, hey, what's up? Respond yeah. right back. Not because I'm efficient. It's just because I want to know what's going on.
Well, that too. Yeah, I get it. I know what you mean. Because yeah. you don't want to be. That's the fight or flight mode of your mind immediately because you see them start typing. It's like, I'm here. I'm on.
Yeah. And there's nothing more. There's nothing nicer and more respectable. Like, so everybody works with tons of different personalities, right? Just in general. And you have the personalities that you text them. And once in the evening, when they get home, they catch up on their texts or they catch whatever. Then you have the people that are right on it. Like you text and you almost instantly see bubbles that they're replying and you get your answers right now. And those people are few and far between. But you have a handful of them usually in your life that do that. And it's so nice. It's so welcomed that you just ask a question, you say something, and it's just a response. Really? You don't have to stew on it, sit, you know, it's awesome.
Text messages. Now, I don't know if somebody's writing a response back to a text message because I'm
an iPhone. Yeah.
And I honestly, I'm glad because I don't expect a response when I send a text. I send it and I'm done. I just send it. And if they reply, they reply because I'm just not going to sit here and worry anymore. I'm just
That's where the anxiety comes. You need to get the iPhone so you can get the bubbles, and that's where you start getting anxiety. It's like, oh my gosh, they're responding, and then nothing.
Teams is enough for me because I see the bubbles. And you know what pisses me off is somebody's bubbles, and then they don't send anything.
Mm-hmm.
There's bubbles.
Yeah,
on an iPhone,
if the bubbles go away, that either means they're done, like they're not going to respond, or they're writing something really long, and then because it only bubbles for like 15 seconds, and then it'll go away.
Doesn't so Teams bubbles every time they write? So
every time they write,
your cursor is in the bar, it bubbles. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not writing, it bubbles.
Oh, it does? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So until you get your cursor out of the bar, it's bubbling. So I think you're, and it'll bubble and then it'll stop, and then it'll bubble and it'll stop. Like they're erasing, they're rewriting, it'll bubble, then it'll stop. And I'm like, oh my gosh,
I'm gonna get in trouble. Am I in trouble?
I'm just sitting here watching them. And I'm like, what are they doing? Why do they keep doing that? And then they don't send anything. That was another one. Okay. So there was that big revival in Super 8 film. TikTok is causing this. Don't know why. Apparently there's somebody out there taking some kind of enjoyment in the, I don't know, the process of actually using film instead of using your phone and instantly getting your picture. I don't know.
I mean, it's kind of cool. It's artsier, I guess, but you can get the same effect. I know some actual like photographers that are like true photographers and they love film. They love this kind of stuff, but I mean, it's just a pain in the neck.
35 millimeter Super 8's a little rough.
Yeah.
One of them in here, he's 23 and he says, saw a video that struck him as singularly distinct. The color tone was dreamy, the brightness muted, and the texture quite grainy. And apparently that was attractive.
I was going to say, we need to go get that thing sharpened up a little bit. That's awful.
But that's called, do you have a filter? Because can you fix this?
Yeah.
But Polaroids made a comeback. I don't know how strong. I know I saw them advertised. Like you can get, they're all different colors, right? They're all new Polaroid cameras. The film is stupid expensive,
mm-hmm.
Like $30 for like 8 pics.
It's dumb. And when you said this earlier, I remember for Sophia's 17th birthday, she asked for not a full Polaroid, but they had the little mini ones.
Yeah.
And so we got her one of those. And that film is like for 24, a cartridge. It was really expensive.
Expensive. Yes, definitely. So
it's funny. We took some pictures at her birthday when she got it, like took a whole roll of them. And it's kind of funny when you don't have an option to retake a picture 100 times on a phone, how many actually solid pictures you get without having to retake them. Like I don't know if it's just because you accept it because you can't retake it, but there wasn't the what pictures that I was in. Maybe it's because I'm extremely good looking, but there's not one picture that I was in that I'm like, oh, we got to retake that of anybody in the picture.
Don't you? And that conversation leads to somebody brought up the photo mats the other day. Do you remember? I'm old enough to remember photo mats. I'm old enough to remember dropping off film and being excited in a week to get the pictures back.
Oh yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm, and going through and being so disappointed. Oh, now your eyes were shut. It's like, talk about a delayed reaction. Uh-huh. Took the picture a month ago. finally got it to photo map, Fox Photo or whatever. last week.
Our brains could not handle that now. No.
No. But our brains, I can't imagine our brains if they knew what was coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Understanding the changes that we were going to see and the changes that were going to happen, which is just crazy. So, and then my final contribution has to do with Meghan and Harry. There's all kinds of scuttlebutt going on between her new brand coming out. And apparently there are a couple garden parties that are going to be happening at the castle in England in May. And word is there are no invites going out. There were a couple parties in Hollywood of late, birthday parties, and she didn't get invited to. She sent her jam out. Like, she sent her jam to, like, she sent her 50 best friends, but like Ellen DeGeneres got a thing of jam. I just don't know that Ellen hangs out with her.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no, but
I'd say probably not,
but she's trying really hard. Okay. So then there's a Twitter account called Meghan's Mole. And if you follow it, you'll understand why. If you care at all, that's great, but it's really a fun follow. And, she brought up the point. She saw a picture of Meghan and Harry driving down the road in Montecito. And she says, I've never seen a picture of their vehicle where there were baby seats in the back.
I mean, I don't really, I'm not on a royal aficionado like you are, so I don't pay that much attention, but that's looking back on some of the pictures and videos I've seen. You're right.
And they drive around a lot. Mm-hmm. So it's not like Wills and Kate, because typically somebody's driving them.
Yeah.
If they're going somewhere, right? And I don't even know, because in those vehicles, they're all blackout windows in the back. Who knows what they've got back there when they take the kids places. But with this case in Montecito, they're in their Range Rover. And so
maybe they have a minivan that they take the kids around in that we don't see.
I haven't seen it yet, unless it's, truly camouflage.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine her wanting to be camouflaged.
For security purposes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, good point. She's not one for camo.
I would hate if everybody showed up at the Ivy today.
At 4:30.
4:30 when we're having lunch.
Please leave me alone at 4:30 at the Ivy. On Sepulveda or wherever the hell it is.
Just made me flashback to the Simpsons skit. And then we went to privacy. So anyway, Meghan's Mole has a picture in there, and this is and really of no consequence, the picture, but it's just funny to me every time I see it, because the children, she calls the children Invisibet and Archificial.
Archificial is my favorite new nickname. Archificial.
Because we really haven't seen much of the kids at all. And the family hasn't met the kids, and on and on and on. So then she released a video. It's a compilation, and it's called Meghan's Flick. And Meghan, they have all these videos and pictures of her, well, videos primarily, of her that somebody spotted this behavior that she has. And so they isolated these scenes where she is wearing a jacket, a sweater, some type of a cover-up when she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And she would flick her coat back wherever toward the cameras so they could see her tummy. Constantly flick, and it was just then the more you watch it, the more obvious it gets.
And it's when you think about it, just describing it, you're like, okay, that's not a big deal. But watching it, it's super awkward.
Obvious as heck.
Yeah.
Like she's like, you can almost see her side eye that the camera's right there, and she just reaches down and flicks her coat back. And it's like,
dude, we clearly see you're pregnant.
or whatever. I'm not committing. I'm not. You call me crazy later if I'm proven wrong. I don't care. I think I have grounds to stand on. So
I think you do.
I'm riding that train. I'm just, I don't care.
That's just your tagline. I'm not committing anything.
Nope. There you go.
For everything in life. I'm not, you know what? Stuff could change. Things could flip quick. I'm not committing anything.
I just want to be ready.
Yeah. I just want to be ready. Always constantly at 70% ready to bounce.
70% out the door. All the time. So anyway, see, there you go. Nice little bite of nothing.
Yep. Always 75% out of the door all the time. That's amazing.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. You guys have a great rest of your day. Stay dry. And thanks for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for the support. Have a good one.
Pat and JT Podcast. a Hoodat Media production.